It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Governor Walz, you said you were in Hong Kong during the deadly Tiananmen Square protests in the spring of 1989. But Minnesota Public Radio and other media outlets are reporting that you actually didn't travel to Asia until August of that year. Can you explain that discrepancy?
Well, and to the folks out there who didn't get at the top of this, look, I grew up in small rural Nebraska, town of 400, town that you rode your bike with your buddies till the streetlights come on, and I'm proud of that service. I joined the National Guard at 17, worked on family farms, and then I used the GI Bill to become a teacher, passionate about it, a young teacher. My first year out, I got the opportunity in the summer of 89 to travel to China.
Governor, just
the stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
We've got Genevieve Wood with us, senior advisor from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, I assume, like most of us, you were glued to the TV screen last night, right?
I was, and actually was enjoying myself. It was let me just say this up front. It was one of the better debates I have seen in a long time in American politics. And that gave credit to both candidates for that. We had more discussion of actual public policies last night than I've seen a long time in a debate.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder if Tim Walz, I didn't think he did a great job. I thought he seemed kind of nervous at first. He bounced back a little bit toward the end of the debate, which showed a little bit more confidence. But if he's got the ability to discuss specifics, which he did a little bit last night, why haven't they had him do that more on behalf of Harris? Because she's not talked about anything she would do. I mean, Walz probably gave more insight into what she'd like to do than she has so far.
Well, I think, Mark, to a great extent, is because the specifics aren't good, even when know them, even when you talk about them. I think, as J.D. Vance said quite well last night, I feel sorry for Tim Walz because he's got to defend her. He's got to talk about the fact that under the Trump administration, the economy was doing better. Housing prices were better. Prices on gas and food and everything else was better. There were no conflicts around the world going on his watch. And yet you've now got to stand here and defend this. So I think that was a very truthful, accurate statement. And so, that's one reason the campaign as a whole has talked about things. And by this, I mean that the Harris-Walz campaign has talked about things like joy and what is the vibe, as opposed to actual specifics, because they're not, the numbers just aren't there for them.
You know, it's funny how Tim Walz tried to get J.D. Vance on the whole 2020 January 6th thing and saying, well, clearly you think that Trump won that election. And then I love how J.D. Vance flipped it right back and talked about how they were censoring people. And you have John Kerry this week coming out and saying, the First Amendment, that's a major roadblock to stopping disinformation.
I thought it was a great deflection in that sense. And it also, look, there were so many topics these moderators did not bring up, right? And that's one of them. But yet they want to keep talking about January 6th, which is now almost 4 years ago. We have talked about ad nauseum. They wanted to talk about election integrity. I mean, that is a top concern of many voters of, are our elections secure? We could have talked about that. That would have been a good question, but that isn't where they went. I think the second or third question out of the box was climate change. They did hit on the economy, immigration, abortion, the three topics we all know we're going to talk about. But there are a lot of others that they just I mean, I will say I thought the moderators themselves were very biased, not only in their performance, but in the questions that they chose.
Well, love the fact that the Daily Signal put four of its best people on this to do some fact-checking on all that last night. And, you know, to listen to Norah O'Donnell insert her own opinion on the climate change thing, they brought it up. They brought it up.
So rich.
They brought it up near the top of the debate, even though it's at the bottom of most people's list of concerns, because they wanted to tie this hurricane to climate change. I mean, it was amazing.
Let's turn now to Hurricane Helene. The storm could become one of the deadliest on record. More than 160 people are dead, and hundreds more are missing. Scientists say climate change makes these hurricanes larger, stronger, and more deadly because of the historic rainfall.
Yeah, they had to draw it to climate change. It couldn't just be there was just a bad storm. How do you feel about how the government's reacted to that? Because that's what they hammered Bush on about Katrina. But here it has to be climate change.
Yeah, I was just going to say that wasn't the angle they took when George W. Bush was president, and which they could rightly take right now, considering neither Biden or Harris has even been to North Carolina or Georgia or anywhere close to them, as far as I know, maybe flying over at some point.
Yeah,
so that would have been a valid
beach, probably
FEMA and taking care of people, but they didn't go anywhere near that. But and remember, Mark, Tim, at the end of that discussion, the back and forth on climate change, Norah O'Donnell gave a statement, like her own statement on climate change. I was sitting there, I'm like, oh, so I'm so glad we needed to hear your comments on that. What are you running for? And they said they weren't going to fact check. Remember, that was one of the rules they had. And literally within the first 15 minutes, they fact checked J.D. Vance on one of the issues on immigration. And thankfully, you know, he came back and said, let me explain what you just said that wasn't accurate, and well, gave it to him.
And on the abortion issue, too, I'm going to run out of time here, but, you know, Walz claiming he didn't sign a law allowing abortion into the ninth month, which he did. And then he lied about the death of Amber Thurman and why she died.
No, you're absolutely right. I was waiting for J.D. Vance to give clarity there. I think that wasn't a topic that he wanted to dwell on, and it takes a while to explain. But that is exactly, if you're going to fact check as a moderator, that is exactly the places you should have stepped in.
Yes.
We know that at least, I believe, 5 or 8 babies died because of the law that Tim Walz signed in Minnesota. That is a fact, and you can find it in news outlets, not just the Heritage Foundation, not just the Daily Signal, Minnesota news sources, and others. So but they don't want to bring attention to that. But that was a fact they could have easily brought forward. It's not the first time it's come up, and they know it.
Yeah, it's a great point. I always appreciate your time, Genevieve. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, great talking to you. That Amber Thurman case, seriously, she took the abortion pill.
Mm-hmm.
Without reading the side effects, and it can lead to sepsis if the body doesn't get rid of itself, get rid of the baby at that point.
And
she had twins.
No news outlets are fact-checking that, by the way, this morning, saying that was wrong the way he told that story.
Yeah, nothing. And I really wish Vance had jumped on it. Maybe he wasn't familiar with it. I don't know. Very, very sad. He did say he was sorry to hear it, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.